When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, it's me, Victoria, your DM. Wow, it's been a while since I've recorded one of these, it feels like. Well, I wanted to start with saying thank you for your patience. I understand that it's been a while since we've had an episode. I'm sorry, life with a capital L kind of hit us. We had a situation with internet being out for one of the broads due to construction in their neighborhood, and that was out for a bit, so I couldn't get their track. And then I was ill. My dog was sprayed by a skunk, which affects your life more than you think it would. It's gross and quite awful. Highly do not recommend Ode to Skunk in your home. And then once all that happened, I went on vacation for the first time since 2012. Went camping with B and my husband, and it was quite lovely and was the rest that I needed. And then on the first day coming back from camping, I started a new job with Cobalt Press. I am the social media manager there. So yeah, that there is a lot all at once, but we're good to go. Things are back in order. And yeah, and don't worry, I am still social media coordinator for Renegade Game Studios as well. I'm just, you know, doing the both because why not? Speaking of Renegade Game Studios, if you do not know yet, I have a show every Thursday at twitch.tv/playrenegade. Every Thursday, I already said that, but it is from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, where we play Wardlings, which is this absolutely adorable setting for 5e, where you play children, and children are the only people with magic in this world. So it's super adorable, super cute, very family friendly. So come on and check it out. Also, I am the host of Indie Showcase for Roll20, though I am going to be stepping down from that. My last show will be on the 15th of September, because I just have too much going on in my life and I can't handle it all. Just too many balls in the air. But there'll be some exciting news about who's taking over, and I am super pleased with who's taking over the show. I am very excited and I can't wait for that announcement to go out to everyone. Speaking of announcements, we do have one. If you haven't followed us on our social media, or if you're not a patron or in our Discord group, we did release a statement last month. So let me read it out here. Regarding D&D, Wizards of the Coast, and us, we stand with our marginalized friends and allies and believe it is imperative that companies provide supportive workplaces that prioritize equal, inclusive, and fair treatment of their employees. Unfortunately, WotC has continually failed to provide this kind of work environment, particularly to their most marginalized employees. D&D and its settings in many ways belong to the community far more than any single corporate entity. However, it is also impossible to fully disentangle them right now. As a group, we agree that, as content creators, even small ones, we have a greater responsibility to uphold our values and support our friends and community directly. Providing support, even tacitly, to Watsi in this moment does not sit well with any of us. After much discussion, we have decided that season 3 will be the last season of this particular story. We have been playing this campaign for 2.5 years, and by the time this season is done, we'll be over the 3-year mark. This is a solid run, and we're happy with the story we have told and where it will end. Never fear, though, we will continue the show, but with a different system and new characters, full of the collaborative and narrative-based storytelling that you have all come to expect from us. We can't wait to tell new stories. With love, the Brats. So what does that mean? Well, it means we have partnered up with Monty Cook Games. We are super, super excited. And we are going to be moving off to a science fiction using Cypher System. So we are thrilled about that. That's not going to be for a while, though, because that's we got to finish this arc and we still have more story to tell, but we wanted to let you know about that and stay tuned for more updates on what we're doing. We've got a new logo in the process and we're super excited because it looks so good so far. It's just, you know, the basics, but we're getting there. We're making progress. So anyway, we wanted to let y'all know this and we will get to it. The Broads have a lot of thinking to do. Will they listen to the advice and wisdom of Carrick and Paisley, or will they continue down their path of vengeance and darkness? And quite frankly, murder. You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Flemons as Yulari's Roaring Horn, our half-elf wizard witch.
You're taking my baby goat on the roof?
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, our high elf bard scald.
Why does everybody know my name all the time?
B. Zelda as our lovable tiefling barbarian, Maypri.
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen you. Look at you!
And then there's me, Victoria Rogers, your DM.
It's the next day. You have just finished lunch. Yularis, where are you in the house and what are you up to?
I think in a fit of uncharacteristic guilt, Yularis is back in the library re-cataloging and reshelving all the books that she had unshelved and uncatalogued, and perhaps just like updating their organization system.
Yeah, and you know what? Their organization system wasn't that great before.
So I don't feel that bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done them a huge service. Sometimes you don't even realize how big the mess was until you make a bigger mess. And then you realize that in making the bigger mess, you've undone some of the previous mess. And I feel like this is a speech that she's given, perhaps to Yularis Jr., quite a lot over the course of the day. And it doesn't always make a lot of sense, but that's okay. Yularis Jr. does not talk back. She's a good listener.
Keela, what are you doing post-lunch?
I have taken Yularis Jr. We have gone out, maybe because we'll remember that my room is in the attic. So it has a window that leads outside and has access to the roof. So I have taken Yularis Jr.
You're taking my baby goat on the roof?
I didn't tell you before I took her.
We are going to have a talking to about this later, about safety and minors and people who don't have opposable thumbs in high places. But okay, carry on.
She has, I put a harness on her. I put some rope around her waist and tied it around my waist.
Goats climb literal rock faces.
Also true.
I am a nervous mother.
Also true. Regardless, I have taken her up on the roof and we are people watching down on the streets of Sigil.
And what kind of people are you looking at the most?
I think that based on an experience that we had last time that we were in Sigil, that there's probably a few merchants that are in the area. So we're watching the merchants and we're watching the people that are shopping. You know, kind of looking more for the brighter, more out of town looking types of folks that are passing through and just, you know, refilling their supplies.
So you are perched atop the roof of your house with a harness, Dilaris Jr. We pan down briefly into the sitting room where Dilaris is still lecturing her goat, who is not there anymore, as she tidies up the bookcase. And that leaves us with Maypree. What is Maypree doing post-lunch?
I think around this time, Maypree has taken it upon herself to go and see if her old job as a glitter cowboy hat wearing strong arm position was still available, because she had a lot of fun just like throwing people out of the bar. So I think perhaps she has arrived at the bar to talk with whoever is in charge now to see if this position is still open.
Ah, Maybree!
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen you. Look at you! I think your eyelashes have gotten longer. Looking great.
Ah, thanks. Yeah, you're looking good too. It's been long. Where you been? You just up and left.
I think I had some evil to fight, some people to visit, and some items to save. Definitely things to save. You know, just regular stuff.
Mm.
How about you? This place looks fantastic. There is even more glitter on the floor, or that could be... Nope, I'm positive that's glitter. It looks great here.
Thank you, thank you. Business has been booming of late. You know, people like to leave the rest of the world away when shit gets, you know, bad. Mm-hmm. And things are starting to get bad in Faerun, so they come to Sigil.
Have you heard any juicy rumors by chance? You know, the kind of rumors that I like. Wink, wink.
No actual winking was done.
Hmm. Well, there's always rumors around here. What kind exactly do you mean by wink, wink? Do you mean the salacious kind? Because I didn't think that was your thing.
It's not, but maybe tonight if I come back for some of those details, who knows? No, the rumors that I'm actually looking for are more about anybody who might have been looking for bagpipes, any topics of imminent war, you know, the really big, big topics, the ones that nobody wants to talk about in public, but everybody is whispering about.
Yes, war has been on the lips of many.
Any specific details about the war? You know, the stuff that could maybe help or destroy lives, that kind of stuff. That's my favorite.
The Wizards of Thay have finally made a move against Rashomon.
Ooh, those are details.
Yeah. Where have you been? You didn't know this?
Oh, you know, I've been around doing stuff here and there. I've actually spent a lot of time on a boat. You should check out my sea legs.
And she's going to point dramatically to her legs, which are mostly just like nice legs, but nothing particularly drastic.
Worked really hard on these sea legs. They've come a long way.
Ah, never took you to be a sailor.
Me neither. I really came here to ask, can I have my glitter cowboy hat back?
We normally keep them reserved for employees. But I think we can make one exception. It's good to see you, Mapri.
It's good to see you too.
Okay, I'm done talking to them.
And he goes and gets you a hat.
Yeah, lots of glitter.
Now I never want to do that again.
I'll never talk to him again. It's okay.
I regretted the choice the minute I started. I was like, well.
The worst part was I had questions, and I'm like, oh no, they have to keep using that voice. It's not going to feel great.
All right.
Okay, so the Wizards of Thay.
Sorry, was it Wizards of Fae or Wizards of They?
Thay.
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 Mm-hmm. Okay.
We've encountered them. I mean, heard of them. They're the Red Wizards, right?
The Red Wizards.
They fought in the war.
There is, Ylaris, a knock on the door.
I will send the unseen servant to answer it.
And there, in the door, is an elderly man in a white cloth suit and an elderly, squat, portly woman with a wizened face in a green, frumpy dress.
So I imagine the door opens and they see nothing. Mm-hmm. And I think Ylaris is kind of distracted by what she's doing, kind of like just sent the unseen servant, like sort of like with only half her mind on it, and is still kind of expecting somebody else to deal with it. So she just is still shelving books.
Would I have seen them approach the door from my place on the roof, maybe?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And if Mapri is on their way home, they would probably stumble upon this scene as well.
I think that I would start making my way downstairs when I see them approach the door.
Yeah, I think as Keela comes in the room, probably, I think there's somebody at the door. Just still buried in the books.
I give you Larry's a bit of a look for the lack of acknowledgement and make my way downstairs.
I don't see the look.
But I know it's there.
Okay. And there at the door stands an elderly man in a white linen suit and a short, wizened woman in a frumpy green dress. And they look unbothered by the situation.
I like to imagine that the unseen servant was doing lots of, like, very polite bowing and gesturing, and but nobody could see it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, poor. Poor unseen servant.
Mm-hmm. Good day. Can I help you?
Ah! Says the man. Keela.
Why does everybody know my name all the time?
You know mine. You just don't know the face yet.
What's your name?
He puts out his hand. Bahamut.
I definitely reel when he says that and take a step back.
I like to imagine that Mapri got to, like, the door just as that introduction was being made, and if she had any groceries in her hand.
Is she wearing, like, a glitter cowboy hat?
Absolutely.
I feel like it's safe to assume that from this point on, Mapri is never not wearing the glitter cowboy hat.
Oh, in Sigil, she wears that hat 24/7, working or not working. It's got little holes for her horns. It's perfect. But upon that introduction, like, wide-eyed, she will drop her bag full of leeks and butter.
I see Mapri come around the corner, and we lock eyes, and I think we both have a bit of a wide-eyed, very confused gaze. And I shout up the stairs, Ylaris, I really think you should come downstairs.
Just a moment.
No, I really think you should come downstairs.
We have guests.
I will, with great huffiness, put down the stack of books that I was trying to decide whether they belonged in military strategy or military history. Leave the stack and come just stomping down the stairs. What is so important that... who's this?
Ylaris, this is Bahamut.
And this is my dear friend and colleague, Eldath.
Is that a name we would know?
Yes, it is a name you'd know. She is also known as the Green Goddess, or Mother Guardian of Groves. She's the goddess of singing waters. Worshippers of Eldath are usually druids, pacifists, and people troubled by violence.
I'll just look around and... Well, will you be wanting tea, then?
That would be lovely, says Bahamut with a smile, and he rubs his hands together. I'm starved. What about you, Eldath?
Ah! I would love it!
Be here to talk to you about Roll20. Are you ready to start your own game? Roll20 makes it heckin' easy. Their virtual tabletop runs straight from your web browser with a full suite of digital tools that expand pen and paper gameplay. I am playing a game of Burnbright on Roll20 right now. And let me tell you, there are more than 4 million people that already use Roll20 to run their favorite games. And if you're not playing Burnbright, what are you even doing? You have beautiful tokens, there are fantastic maps, and just like the Charactermancer, every way that you go through to set up your game, there is all of the information that you can access from the journal section, handouts, like, it's all so good. If you want to learn more, you can get all of that and more with the free basic account on roll20.net. I suggest that you give it a sign up, you know? Sign up now at roll20.net/start/broadsquad. That is BROADSQUAD. Come on, join the broad squad. Be here with a review from SkyMe1988. It is titled One of the Best. Oh, thanks. I've been a huge fan of actual play podcasts for quite some time, but I've never listened to one like this. I listened to most of the episodes in a few days. I could just not stop. They do an amazing job of mixing both D&D and improv storytelling. Thank you so much, SkyMe. That is a wonderful compliment.
I'll send the unseen servant to go start making tea. I'm sure there's something left in the cupboards. Maypri, did you get groceries?
Yeah. It was mostly what a lot of people just bartered me for. I don't know if it's good, but this is green and purple. I think it's a tea.
And she'll hand you just a tin of dried something. It's kind of up to your interpretation what it is.
Is it tea? Is it drugs? Who knows?
Who knows?
And Servin, if there's any leftover cupcakes from Paisley and Carrick, maybe a plate of those too. The sugariest looking ones.
Yeah, I think Paisley is only there half days now since y'all have moved in, but Yeah, there are some baked goods, and there are some some, like, pies. Because as much as Paisley tries, Paisley can't cook, like, savory food unless it's in a pastry.
Nice.
We have so much butter available.
Yeah. And I do feel like if the unseen servant is preparing things, they're a little liberal with the butter.
They probably took inspiration from Maypri.
Yeah. Yeah, Maypri's probably
butter on the doorknobs.
Yeah.
On the walls.
The knives all come preloaded with butter. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Does the servant use the original butter spoon?
I don't know. Does Maypri keep that on her person?
She would, yeah. So probably not. Not unless like they're in the kitchen at the same time, but then Maypri can't quite see the unseen servant, so it makes for a cooking, a chaotic cooking experience.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So like some trays of tea come rattling out invisibly and like questionably assembled platters of like leftover pastries and like just chunks of butter and
some raw leeks.
Yeah, I do also feel like, you know, the unseen servant is cast by Ylaris, and I don't know that how it works, but I feel like perhaps the unseen servant's expertise is somewhat limited by Ylaris' own lack of like innate understanding of what kitchens are for.
Mm-hmm.
So it does its best.
Yeah, and so like Ylaris would have seen perhaps Paisley, you know, her at work, but like also Maypri's cooking, which
so
is
it's like filtered
no means
through many.
Real.
Yeah, it's like the like whatever is remnant in Ylaris' like subconscious then gets filtered into some sort of static magical entity that is like it's like a bad AI. It's basically like one of those AIs that's like trying to like write recipes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a poorly trained neural net that's serving us tea. There might be butter in some of the tea.
Oh, yeah. But only some.
Butter tea's a thing.
Yes.
If made properly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everyone, I'm glad you tuned into the Broadswords because you just listened to 20 minutes of us. Okay. Well, this looks grand. Thank you.
It was nothing.
And Bahamut goes directly for the pastries.
Not to be ungrateful, but can we ask what brings you to our home of sorts?
Yeah, that's fair. Very fair. We're here because you, well, we understand you have questions. And you deserve answers. So here we are.
Why now? Why? This is unexpected for sure, but why grace us with your presence now? Why not before when we were just beginning and we truly needed these answers?
Because now you're going to become evil.
Are you sure?
Murder falls under the realm of Baal.
But we can't get judged for something that we haven't done yet.
You're seriously thinking it?
I'm sorry, can you read our thoughts now, too?
We don't need to. We know what your choices are. You have been living in our house that we have with our servants.
I mean, we can't deny that. Your servants have been wonderful. I thank them every opportunity I can. It's just a lot to take in, you know? In you kind of casting judgment like this, it takes away, it almost like it tries to invalidate the feelings and the reasons that we want to do what we want to do. I don't know. I want to follow my friends and, you know, perform the tasks that have to be completed in order for everything to be okay in our eyes, and that might not be okay in your eyes, but I think
it's
important.
There are much better ways for justice than murder.
You hear that, Keela? Perhaps we should just send him a strongly worded letter instead.
Yes, dear Lord Wolseley, please don't murder people. Sincerely, Keela, Ylaris, and Maypree. And then I'll put a little heart at the end.
Dear Lord Wolseley, we were made very, very sad by all your murders. We hope you take that into consideration in the future.
Dear Lord Wolseley, would you kindly mind not starting a war or being involved in a war in Rashomon? I suppose we shouldn't judge right now whether he started the war or, you know, is involved in it. But regardless, would you mind stopping the war in Rashomon for us? We would greatly appreciate it.
That's a good one. I like that one.
That one's signed Ylaris Jr.
If you look over at Maypree, she is thinking so very hard for one version of those, but like strongly worded letters, not her forte.
Okay, fine. We'll take our rings back. And he waves his hand and they're gone. They are not on your fingers.
Whoa. I mean, wait.
And I will take the bagpipes. They are mine. I forged them. I let mortals use them, but they are mine.
I would very much like to know, I mean, while you're here and you're answering questions, I would absolutely love to know how my ex-lover and his family came in possession of your bagpipes.
They came because of you.
He had them before I was around.
Yes, but when you have the goddess of fate, the weaver of futures, on your side, you know quite a bit.
Why was I supposed to have them then? Especially if you're going to take them now, after all I've done is stolen them and had them for a whole day.
I'm taking them because you are mocking us, and you are obviously not here to be serious.
I'm here so being serious, asking you questions right now.
No, we're done. Goodbye. Snaps his fingers, gone. Aldath is still there.
He doesn't have a very thick skin, does he?
He's also a god. Yeah.
Eldeth says, when you want to be taken seriously and treated as an equal, you should treat other people the way you wish to be treated.
Well, it's a little bit difficult for us to be treated as equals by a god when we are mortals.
Mocking someone is not the way. I wish you well.
Have a lovely day.
Oh, it was lovely to meet you, Eldath.
Eldath, just one. Please make sure Bahamut takes care of those bagpipes. I know that they're not mine to pass judgment on. My intention was for them to not fall into the wrong hands, and please request from me that he takes care of them, cleans them regularly, make sure you really get in the pipes. Thank you.
She nods and then waddles out slowly on her cane.
I grab an extra pastry.
Yeah, me too.
He pre-holds the door open for her so she can exit calmly. And then comes back wide-eyed, mouth aghast.
fuck?
That seems appropriate, yeah.
Yeah, fuck!
And why then are we mean to gods?
We weren't mean. We haven't done anything wrong. I don't like judgment being passed on us for things that we haven't done yet.
I was always taught to grovel before them, to lower your eyes, it takes a lot out of me to want to be as jokey as the two of you. And I respect it. I do. I think it's wonderful, the two of you. But also, I am terrified, and I think we should do something, but I don't know what.
As you say this, things around you begin to disappear. First it's just a book. Then it's just a light. Then it's the rug. Then it's more books.
I think I'm gonna slowly get up and just, like, take the hands of Keela and Mapri, just so that hopefully if we disappear, we all disappear together.
And Yolaris Jr.
And Yolaris Jr. goes in her Bjorn.
Well, you are just left standing on the ground in an empty spot where your house used to be.
Brads have mouths on them. Keela, Yolaris plus gods equals disaster conversations. We are going to be moving our release dates to Mondays instead of Saturdays. Now that I'm working two jobs, one full-time, one part-time, I just need more time to edit, so the weekends are when I have. So we are moving them to Mondays. Our next episode will be released on the 7th, just to kind of get back to the swing of things. So thank you, everyone. We will see you next time.
Thank you to all of our new patrons. We have so many wonderful new humans that have joined the Broad Squad, and we are so incredibly grateful for your support. With that being said, I have some wonderful thank yous to shout out. Sarxis, thank you. Eric Hamm, you are wonderful. Sky Eldridge, thank you for supporting us. Ella B, yeah. Karen Tang, thank you so much. Karch McCoy, you are fantastic. Layla Bryant, you are marvelous. Thank you for your support. Kent Magalit, thank you so incredibly much. Robert Henretta, yeah, thank you for supporting us. And Timbrius, you are fantastic, and heck, thank you so much for joining the Broad Squad.
Ah! Yeah, war is on the lips of many. That's the... That's the way that...
This voice sucks.
Hard on you. But I'm now done that committed.
I feel like my throat hurts just listening to it.
Oh. Hold on.
I won't talk to them for much longer, I promise. I just need some more deets and we good.
All right. What did I say?
I was asking about rumors, and you're like, yeah, rumors been on the tongues of many.
And that's the end of that.
Well, who's going to break the news to Paisley?
I don't.
not it.
Oh, and I'm so sorry. It's all gone.
All of that time organizing the library.
Friends, like... please don't let me talk to gods again. Just next
you
time.
You know what? I was right there with you.
Slap duct tape on my mouth.
You don't have the best track record, but heck.
Yeah, Keela does have a tremendously bad track record talking to gods.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, though.
Oh, my goodness. No, that was excellent. It was so very broadswordsy to just not take things seriously, and then it's surprise, it's consequences.
Oh. Sounds like there's consequences to our actions.
No, I love it. I think, like... I don't know, Yolaris has a big old chip on her shoulder about gods at this point, so...
Yeah, we've been tired of being pushed around by gods, but I had my bagpipes for one fucking day.
One day!
Here we go again!
Ah, shit, here we go again.
I'll
me had stopped.
All right, stop.
Yep.
Theme music by Victoria Rogers. Other music by Kevin MacLeod of Incomtech. And High Class Klaus by Wild Wonder from Soundstripe.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.